You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Rohan Dixit. Welcome.
Great to be here.
So happy to be interviewing you about your product, Leaf Therapeutics.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. I think there's such an interesting, you know, parallel between some of what we do at Leaf and some of the topics that you're interested in here on the podcast. So hopefully it'll be an interesting conversation for people.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to read to you guys a little bit about Leaf and Rohan. So Rohan Dixit is founder and CEO of Leaf Therapeutics, a digital mental health company built around a breakthrough wearable device. He is also founder of the Internet Party, a nonprofit that supports grassroots politics through direct technology-enabled democracy. Formerly a Harvard and Stanford neuroscientist, Rohan's work has been featured on The Today Show, CNBC, The Atlantic, Rolling Stone, NBC, CBS, and Forbes magazine. So you're a little underaccomplished. I think you need to probably go back to school, get a few more degrees, and work a little harder.
Yeah, my Indian mother has told me that for a really long time, and it's true. She's right.
Okay, so great minds think alike. Okay, totally kidding, obviously. You're very accomplished, and just congratulations on all the success that you've had so far, and I'm sure you're going to have so much more in the future.
Super appreciate that. Yeah, thank
you. I love how modest you are. I feel like you're very modest.
Yeah, you know, it's been such an interesting ride because we've been, you know, totally broke, trying to make a company happen, you know, working out of a garage and you know, on like the Today Show. And I think it's just like the juxtaposition of like the highs and the lows. It's just, I mean, it's part of, which you'll be familiar with, you know, just from working at anything that you care about and are passionate about, I feel like you go through the ups and the downs.
Yeah, I love that you're even bringing this up. And I mean, we can just get a little bit into that and then we're going to get into this device. But I think that any entrepreneur that's watching or anybody that's doing anything that they care about, I love that you're just being really honest and vulnerable about that because it does take what we're passionate about and what we believe in takes a lot of work.
It's so true. Yeah, it's it takes time.
But when we believe that it's going to happen, we make it happen. Which is what you did. So can you tell us about this device, Leaf Therapeutics? What does it do? How does it work? How does it help people?
Yeah. So short story is basically it's a wearable that helps you with your mental health. So it tracks a biomarker called heart rate variability or HRV. When your HRV goes low, it'll turn on automatically and it has these little vibrations that only you can feel. And it kind of teaches you to breathe with it. In the moments where you need a little bit of extra help, maybe that's, you're feeling a little stressed out, right? And so it kind of comes in for these moments and trains you how to breathe, basically. It's kind of simple like that.
And I have used this. It's the biofeedback. So it alerts you, basically, and you're supposed to take a breath, and then you hold it for a few seconds, and then you let it out. And is the ultimate goal, when I was talking to the other people that work with you, they were saying that basically the ultimate goal is for you to learn when you, biofeedback is all about learning when you're supposed to be breathing more, even like without this.
That's totally true. Actually, this got started from studying long-term meditators and monks in laboratories and, you know, in the Himalayan mountains. And what they can do, which is like so interesting, and we've been studying them for maybe 30 or 40 years in Western neuroscience and psychology, but what they kind of do and what we teach people to do too is really simple, which is just feel what's happening inside of you, learn how, notice how your body actually affects your emotions and vice versa. It's this loop, right? And so teaching people how to feel what's happening inside of their body and then change how their body is reacting through biofeedback, which is a super interesting technology and just like very highly underutilized, even still today. But we teach people how to feel better, basically.
And so for you, I know you mentioned before that you are wearing it, that you weren't going to show everybody your belly because you wear it right under your heart, correct?
That's right. Yeah. I need six pack. I need a six pack ab workout before I, before
so
I do
that's
that.
Why I have the visual aid. But you do wear it there and you wear, you personally, have you noticed, how have you noticed it change your life?
Oh, it's been a huge, huge help. I mean, the only reason I even got into this in the first place is because I've struggled with anxiety and depression myself in my own life. And that's why I became a neuroscientist. That's why I studied meditation, mindfulness, which we now know have all of these amazing mental health effects, but it's, the question was always why, you know, like what is the actual mechanism underlying this? And can we just teach people to do that? Cause it, you know, it's made a big impact on my life. And with the Leaf in particular, I had crazy prototypes that I, you know, wore and tried and experimented with. And this thing has helped me through difficult conversations. It's helped me learn how to deal with things like social anxiety, you know, talking to you on a podcast, like all of these things are challenging situations that I think I would have had a tougher time with before. But yeah, I mean, I've learned how to manage my physiology a little bit better.
I love that. I feel like you're selling the product right now because, I mean, that's the best way to sell something when you actually believe in it and you've seen it help you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I mean, HRV biofeedback, the inventor of this technology, one of the co-inventors, Dr. Dick Gewirtz, is one of our advisors. I mean, they studied this for like 30 years. It does work. We've made it a little easier to use and wearable and, you know, kind of updated it a little bit from where it started in the 70s. But yeah, I mean, you know.
Oh, it started in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such an interesting story, Jamie. So biofeedback itself kind of started in the 70s, which a lot of your listeners may not be familiar with, but is such a cool technology. I almost refer to it as like a superpower. So the original biofeedback experiments, right, in the 70s, they basically took a group of people and separated them into two cohorts. And they said, you guys on the right, I want you to raise the temperature of your fingertip. And you guys on the left, I want you to lower the temperature of your fingertip, which like is impossible, right? Like we should have no ability to control our fingertip temperature consciously. But it turns out if you have a really accurate digital thermometer and it's clipped to your finger and you're looking at it in real time, your brain, through mechanisms we still don't even understand now, it's almost 50 years later, your brain somehow, through conscious and subconscious programming, learns how to move that number. And so you can learn to consciously raise or lower the temperature of your fingertip, which is biofeedback, you know, and the fingertip thing is like not that useful. Maybe you would like cool your drink down super slowly on a hot day, or I don't know what you would do with that, but imagine if you could do something as, you could have control over something as important to your emotional health and well-being and your relationships as your heart, right? And that's where HRV biofeedback comes from.
It truly is extraordinary. It's groundbreaking and life-changing. And what's coming to me is that so many times my clients will say, they think that what I teach is positive thinking. And I explain that you can't just think your way out of something. Like you need to feel your way out of things and also heal. So what you're saying is so powerful because it's just saying you can't just like click something and that would be magical. If you're like, anxiety be gone, you know, think it away. But there really is a little work and training and practice that we need to do, whether it's with this or meditation or whatever, but that it is possible. And so I feel like it's giving people hope that they don't have to suffer.
I feel that way too. And you're right. It's not easy. It takes work. And this is why, you know, it's January 16th. How many people are in the gym right now that are not going to be there in a month, right? It's like, it's so, so hard to do the work to actually.
My husband, he started working now.
Bless him. He's going to make it. He's going to make
it. I'm cheering him on. No, he's doing really well so far. Go on.
But I mean, it is tough, right? It's tough to make behavior changes. And that's why, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible. We pair people with coaches if they need them or want them. We just try to decrease the barriers and the frictions. And it's like, you know, if you want to run in the morning, put your shoes by your bed, right? We use a lot of habit design to try to help people make it a little bit easier. But I mean, Jamie, you're right. Like, we've known about the effect that how we feel and our physiology has on our body and our mind and our relationships since like Gottman, you know, John Gottman in the 80s and 90s. So it's nothing new. It's just learning how to do it, you know?
I love you with the name drop of the John Gottman. I love that because this, he's not necessarily your world. Like you're more science, right?
Yeah, no, which is so funny. I came from a neuroscience perspective, but I mean, John Gottman and Julie, like they've done an incredible amount of work. And I think one of the really interesting insights that, you know, they discovered way, way back in the day was that, you know, they looked at people who were in a relationship over a 6-year time period, right? And some of your listeners may be familiar with this. The Love Lab was kind of like a famous experiment, but they brought these people in. They were newlyweds. They were on their honeymoon, I believe, at the time. And they asked them to recount their day, right? And what they found was that you could actually predict who was going to be together in 6 years or not based on their heart rate and their physiological response in the moments where they were just sitting next to each other describing their day. And so what that kind of brings to the forefront is, you know, it is really our physiology that determines our destiny in a lot of ways, because it changes how we feel. It changes how we interact with other people. And when we're in a high physiological stress state, man, it has effects on other people around us and ourselves. And, you know, we can kind of see what that manifests as sometimes.
Yes. Our energy shifts. And so people can subconsciously react to that. And also our words will be different and our behaviors will be different when we are in a heightened state. So being in a more peaceful, I'm saying more peaceful, because unless you are a monk and you're living on top of a mountain, us humans working, you know, in life, getting to as zen of a state as possible is really the goal. Being as, I like to work with my clients on, I don't know if you're familiar with David Singer, Untethered Soul. It sounds like this is a book you would love. He talks about being unwavering in where you are, not letting your outside experiences have an effect on your mental, physical, emotional state. Like you want to be that tree, not that leaf blowing in the wind. You want to be steadfast. So it sounds like Leaf Therapeutics, your product, really can help people get to that more balanced, peaceful state.
Yeah, and that's true of biofeedback in general. And I think, yeah, I mean, you said it so well, right? Being able to weather that storm is super important, but also recovering faster and knowing when you are in a heightened physiological reactive state. So, for example, certain people, relationship counselors in particular, have used the Leaf before in this way where both parties will be wearing a device. And you can kind of tell, look, oh, somebody's HRV or heart rate variability, this measurement of physiological arousal, when it gets into the danger zone, we're just going to stop. We're going to reset. We're going to breathe. When we get back into a zone where we can actually hear each other and communicate in a way that's not threat-based and that's not kind of fight or flight, then we can actually continue the conversation. But until then, we're not going to be able to hear each other. We're not going to be able to come to any type of understanding because we're afraid of each other, you know, in some way.
Yes. Because when you're in that state, you speak from fear. You don't speak from love. You are the love of yourself, the love of the other is totally shut off. You are shut off from yourself. You're shut off from your authentic self. And so I love that there are these devices, because there are some people that really have a hard time on their own being aware. Well, they can start to be aware, but really taking accountability and owning up, and they're just so in the moment. But if you're wearing this device that starts vibrating right below your heart, that's a good kick.
It's a good kick. Wake up call. And it can help. You know, it's helped me not say some things that probably I would have ended up regretting, just giving you that moment of space, you know? And I think, you know, since there's been years and years of this research now showing that physiology and relationships are so tightly linked, you know, there's recent studies that have looked at people who are in a long-term relationship, and when you stare at each other into your eyes, each other's eyes without speaking, you know, just really, really eye gazing to some degree, right? People in a long-term relationship that are doing that together, their physiology, their heart rates will actually synchronize. And that doesn't happen with strangers. And so we've even done big art installations where there are 20-foot tall metal flowers with heart rate sensors in the base, and you can touch them with a partner and the lights, you know, the lights turn on and they kind of like react to your heart rates. There's so much. We're just at the beginning of understanding how important our physiology is to our emotions.
I love all this. I want to have you on again a million times because there's so many more things to discuss. I also am making a documentary, which I'm focusing on my book right now. However, in the future, I am working on a documentary. I've been working on a documentary about couples who are in love, and you would be such a wonderful expert to interview. So this is, now that I know this about you, I'll be calling on you. But I love what you're saying about, yeah, well, it's so, to stare in the eyes of your lover is so peaceful when it's two people that are happy. And also, as we're talking about physiology, it's the physical being in someone's arms can be so calming. And imagine two people that are using the Leaf device or any type of biofeedback and meditating. These really are things that make me so happy because this is what I do all day. I say there are always ways, if two people are meant to be, to make things better and just to connect more in our busy lives. Because everybody's busy.
100%. And it's so hard because I feel like we all, you know, want that as an outcome, but it's kind of like, how do you actually get there? You know, the steps to get there, and this is what you do so well with your work, it's teaching people step by step, look, you know, it's not magic. It takes work. And here are some of the practices that you need to do, you know, to get better over time. And it is a skill, just like anything else. You can't just kind of magically hope yourself into a happy relationship. It takes a lot of work, and a lot of that work starts with yourself, and then, you know, the interaction between you and your dyadic partner. And yeah, I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan and believer of this stuff too.
I cannot wait to add you to my documentary interview list, as long as you're willing, but we can talk about that another time.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how can people find you? What is the website for Leaf? How can people purchase one of these devices?
Yeah. So it's getleaf, getleif.com. Leaf is spelled like relief. And yeah, you can find me online, in all the places. but yeah, always open for a conversation, and, you know, we love this stuff. And so I think if people are interested in trying a Leaf, trying one with their partner, doing experiments, we're all happy to kind of help analyze data, look into stuff with people, maybe put it on our blog. These are conversations that I think are interesting to have and have a big impact on people's lives at the end of the day. So,
and you had mentioned coach. That's important, that once you sign up to have the device, you do have a coach that can help you set it up and then also to check in to help you with things. So that's a cool perk.
That's exactly right. We have amazing coaches who you may have met, one or two of our coaches, but they're many of them are nationally board certified coaches, super highly trained. All of them are certified on HRV and HRV biofeedback. So they're experts, and they're there to help. Yeah.
And what about Leaf's Instagram?
Our Instagram is getleif, getleif. So yeah, send us a message on there. Follow us. We'd love to see you.
Wonderful. And as always, everyone can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. Thank you, Rohan, so much for joining me today. You are brilliant. And I think the best part about you is that you're so modest and humble. It's one of my favorite qualities. So, and thank you so much for sharing this valuable information. I think you're going to get some new customers.
Jamie, thank you so much. You're too kind and really appreciated this. This is fun.
Wonderful. So thank you. And everyone, thank you for joining us on Love Talk Live. Join me every week, Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon, evening, everyone. Bye.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.